Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Nice to have you along. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. It is a nice little Friday, at least in our world over here. Beautiful day, beautiful Northwest day. Let's go. Joe Harrington coming up next hour. We will have in the news at its normal time, 4:30-ish. I've got big news for you travelers from the Department of Transportation. But I was teasing ahead that we had this 30 for 30 coming out. The ESPN docuseries is great. A lot of great 30 for 30s.
I am in season one with the lady right now. And I have not seen a lot of the 30 for 30s, so a lot of these are new for me.
Wait,
as well.
Season one with what?
My lady. Remember I told you yesterday I was watching those with her?
Oh, you're going like chronologically.
Yeah. I pull up the Wikipedia page and I just go in order of release date.
Which one are you on? Or like what one are you watching?
Let me pull it up. I'll tell you what's next.
I mean, they've had so many of those. Some are better than others because I think it depends on how much, you know, like you know about that subject before you watch it. Like the Tonya Harding one was just, I mean, it was kind of made, it was good, but it was made for people who had no idea about that story. We knew about that story and it was like there wasn't much new there.
So we have watched the first five episodes in that thus far.
God, there's seven seasons of that thing.
Yes, there's a lot. And this is not a very we watch this probably once a week, so it's not, we're not getting through it super fast. We have watched King's Ransom, which was Wayne Gretzky leaving Edmonton.
Okay.
We watched The Band That Wouldn't Die, which is the Baltimore Colts band.
Yeah.
Or the Colts band. We have the Small Potatoes Who Killed the USFL, which was fascinating
that
to watch.
Was good.
Because you see President Trump from 2009 talking about it, which was very funny. Then we watched Muhammad and Larry, which was about the Ali Holmes fight.
Mm-hmm.
We watched Without Bias, really which was about Len Bias dying.
Oh, Len Bias, yeah.
That was the last one we saw. So coming up next is The Legend of Jimmy the Greek.
Oh.
And then The U about Miami.
That's a good one.
Those are the next two.
There are 157 30 for 30s.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Is Bill Simmons still doing those?
I don't think so.
He's not, right?
He works for a different company.
But he started it.
Yes. Or at least he was. I don't know how many he actually did anything specific for, but I feel like he was the mind behind it at the very least.
I wonder what the best 30 for 30s are. I know the two Escobars is really, really, really good. That one stands out that I remember.
That is in season one.
Of course, I haven't seen. I mean, they have 157 of those. I bet I've seen 20 of them. I don't know. Anyway, the new one that they're doing is on our friend, Bill Walton. Sign me up.
I saw this little blurb, and it made me very excited.
Yeah,
sign me up. Because it's going to follow him through the NBA, right? Like, it's his whole life. Yeah.
They're starting with him in high school in San Diego. He was a high school phenom. Then, of course, UCLA. And through the Trailblazers title and on to where he is now.
I love bridges.
That dude, I tell you, he is not for everyone. I've got some friends that can't stand Bill Walton.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
And I think the only reason is He's on broadcast. You know, he's on those broadcasts. And like, if you want a traditional broadcast, you're going to hate the Bill Walton broadcast, right?
Yes.
I love Volcano.
He ignores the game for 80% of the game and doesn't even talk basketball most of the time.
And that's just right up my alley. I love it. He is the most, I would say, along with Charles Barkley and maybe Jim McMahon, Bill Walton, and Walton beats both of those guys. He is the most colorful sports personality, athlete that I can remember. Muhammad Ali was a little before my time. Hard to compare him to him, but Bill Walton is so fun. And I want to know everything that makes Bill Walton tick. I hope this gets into more what makes Bill. Because that dude is interesting. Interesting life, interesting career.
Well, one thing that 30 for 30 has always done well is, at least in the ones that I've seen, is getting the full picture. You get interviews with everybody on each side of anything. So I hope that, you know, Bill may be Bill and not have a lot of very easy to digest answers. But a lot of people who know Bill will hopefully have some answers that will maybe paint a better picture than he would.
I wonder how many people really know what makes Bill Walton tick. Like, he is so out there.
Are they gonna have his wife?
Well, I would imagine they have him. Like, why would he not be in it?
He's certainly in it. Well, he still works for ESPN, so I imagine it's almost he's forced to be in it.
Yeah, and he knows all these people that are making it too. Yeah. But they said among the interview subjects who will be featured will be Larry Bird, Julius Erving, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Artis Gilmore, World Be Free, Robert Parrish, Jim Gray, Luke Walton, Jamal Wilkes, Brent Musburger, Bob Ryan, and a number of close friends and teammates from Bill's high school days.
Fantastic.
To today.
Yeah, so we're going to learn all you want to know about Bill Walton in high school and all the way up.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be
great.
How many
parts is it? Or is it just one single film?
Let's take a look.
I thought I saw three parts or something.
ESPN Films has announced that production has started on a 30 for 30 documentary about iconic basketball Hall of Famer Bill Walton. Doo-ba-doo.
It might just be one.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say.
Okay.
Looking forward to that. No release date or trailer was available. But as it says here, and I totally agree, this has the potential to be a standout 30 for 30 for many, many awesome reasons. That guy's fantastic. Jim McMahon, somebody was questioning my Jim McMahon take there. Jim McMahon, you don't hear much about him anymore. I don't know what's up with Jim McMahon, but boy, was he fascinating when he played. And the BYU element just added to that because he was so non-BYU-y. And I just think Chuck Barkley he's a treasure. Chuck Barkley's a treasure, but of those three guys, those are probably the three most colorful guys I can remember. Again, not counting Ali.
And, yeah, I was trying to think of anybody in my...
Oh, Ricky Williams. Really like Ricky Williams.
Yeah.
Less on the colorful side, but more interesting
athlete
personality. And they already did one on him. His was good, right? Wasn't that 30 for 30 on Ricky Williams?
I didn't see that one. It's called Run Ricky Run, right?
Oh, it's great. That's one of the best ones. It was one of the, that one I think was one of the first ones that got us sort of hooked on the 30 for 30 series. Really good. Or it might have just been, it was HBO, but anyway, that was really good. Okay, so watch for that. It's going to be awesome. Rad. Bill Walton's great. Love him. Up next, Brent Venables, new coach at Oklahoma. He wants you to commit. It's 413 on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we've got some college football audio for you here. We did not cover much of Oregon's media day on Monday because, well, look, not much happens on a local media day. It's just the opening of camp, and it allows media to get down there and get to meet the kids and interview the kids and some of the coaches, but not a lot of information.
We are in such a time, especially in college football, with no information at these kind of days.
You want to hear Dan Lanning?
I already heard it. But yes, let's share the listeners.
I'm guessing there are loads
share with
of tidbits
the listeners.
In this.
So many tidbits.
By the way, I was reading some of the quotes from the players. A couple of players said, oh, the culture. They were like, what's different? New coach. Oh, the culture. Wasn't Mario Cristobal known for his like amazing culture? And now the players are like, oh, this culture is so great. So much better.
Yeah, I think that may have been a bit... put out there, but I don't think it was always true about Cristobal's culture.
Is that right?
Yeah. Cristobal was a weird dude, man. He held grudges and it's just a weird vibe from, in some ways, from what I've heard.
He was no nonsense and tough. I think Dan Lanning, it sounds like what they're saying, that at least the players are saying about Lanning, is that he's a little bit more, what would be the word, nurturing, caring, like trying to get everybody to hang out a little bit more, and
as opposed to football and screaming and
right.
Tough guy.
Yeah. But it's just interesting that Cristobal was always known like, this culture. Oh, culture builder. What a leader. What a figurehead. And then Lanning comes in like, it's so much better now. Well, weren't they 12-2 last year? Come on, man. Here is Lanning, and this, I have not heard these, so I'm excited to hear how little is in them. Dan Lanning on the quarterback competition at Oregon.
I think I've answered this question like 15 times. And I'm going to keep giving you the same answer. We're going to compete at quarterback like we do at every position. I'm really excited that we have quarterbacks that can play winning football at the University of Oregon. If I felt like it gave us a competitive advantage to tell you, I would. I don't. And we're going to keep chopping. But yeah, we have great competition there. We have guys that work really hard. I would like to announce that last night, I didn't think it was possible. But I was able to beat Jay Butterfield and Ty Thompson in cornhole. Jay Butterfield might be the best cornhole player I've ever seen firsthand. It's amazing. But that was fun to go compete against those guys and actually have a chance. I wouldn't say that I carried the team. We had one of our analysts, Connor Boyd, that's a ringer, and I recruited him against those two guys. So excited to see our quarterbacks compete. They do a great job. Kenny does an awesome job developing those guys. And we're going to keep making sure we get enough guys, enough reps. You can't have just one quarterback going into the season, so we're going to make sure we operate with that mentality.
All right. Well, there was news in there. He beat Butterfield at cornhole.
I love how he strategically...
Quality deflect.
...knew that was coming, and he wanted to put that story in there so it didn't seem like a blow-off answer, because he starts it off with a blow-off answer and then interjects a fun little story about playing cornhole.
I did like his keep chopping line. Keep chopping. Okay. Hey, we're going to keep chopping.
You really liked that?
Yeah, I love that. Like Rich Cho. Remember the Cho chop?
Yeah.
I wonder if Rich Cho is going to send him a cease and desist.
I don't think so.
Here is Dan Lanning on what traits he wants out of his players.
You want to be able to operate the system. You have to have a great understanding of the system that we want to run. But
wait, what?
The traits he wants in his starting quarterback.
Oh, okay. Quarterback.
You want to be able to operate the system. You have to have a great understanding of the system that we want to run. But for me, a quarterback, it's about a guy that can, you know, get the ball to an open receiver and the guy that doesn't turn it over, right? I think all those guys have good command of the offense. They understand what Kenny's looking for from a process standpoint. But we have to take care of the ball. We have to take care of the football. And then when we get an opportunity to take a shot downfield and generate an explosive play, they got to have the confidence that they can let that thing go and let our wideouts or our tight ends or backs go get that ball. You know, obviously we have some, you know, support and some real leadership and experience up front, which I think all of our quarterbacks appreciate. But we're looking for guys that can take care of the ball and create explosive plays.
So what you're telling me is he wants his quarterback to be able to throw the ball to open receivers and know his system.
Yeah. Well, get used to it. That's our guy.
Whoa.
Whoa. I like the fact that Kenny Dillingham is named Kenny. Can I just point that out?
Yes.
I think that's a great name, Kenny. And there are a lot of great Kennys.
Well, the first one that pops into my head is South Park Kenny.
Yeah, of course.
You killed Kenny, you bastard!
Well, for me, it's Kenny Loggins.
Of course.
My new friend.
Who you probably gave COVID to.
It's possible.
You jerk.
Kenny Rogers was greatness.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny G. You know?
Third on the list is Kenny G.
Yeah, man. Sook's buddy, Kenny Chesney.
Hold on. Did you know that there is a Kenny G board game?
No.
Yeah.
How do you, like, is that awesome? That's awesome. I'm in. How do you play?
I don't really know all the rules, but I think the idea is that you're supposed to be pretending to be Kenny G and doing things that he would do throughout his day. Yes. And then you pick up cards and he faces a challenge and then you roll and you get a card that's a saxophone noise like skiddly boop or something like that. And then you get all the cards and then you can put them together and make a saxophone sound with your mouth.
Is that right?
It's something like that. I'm sure there's a little bit more depth to it, but I saw a video on it and it was
meow.
Kenny G has his own board game.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
He should have his own board game. That guy's greatness. Kenny Powers, an all-time great Kenny. Will Kenny Dillingham make the top five great Kennys? I don't know. A lot of unknowns there. And then I got one clip of Brent.
The game is called Keeping It Saxy.
Yes.
40% off on Amazon right now. You can get it for $12, Isaac Roth.
Yeah, that's it.
Keeping It Saxy, Kenny G board game. I might buy that. Take it out to Sisters next week.
That's why I said 12% off. Here's the back of the game.
Oh, my God.
Use the power of smooth jazz to win the day.
Damn right.
Help Kenny G, the world-renowned saxophone superstar, keep his groove through a hectic day. Work together to overcome uncool events, detangle those luscious locks, and avoid rush hour traffic without missing a brassy beat. It's a soothing combo of strategy and cooperation.
Wow.
So the cards
so
say
much
D,
yes.
Bop, oh, Whoop, God! Wah, 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 and there's a couple others, but they're not
oh,
on the
I
board.
I see. Okay. I love it. God, that's great. Kenny G, you know he's a scratch golfer?
That is something I did not know. That
pretty
surprises
badass.
Me too.
I'm hoping to play golf with him at some point. And he, what was I going to tell you? I had another Kenny G, hot Kenny G fact. Oh crap! I can't
remember.
Got
4.5 out of 5 stars on Amazon.
What?
The board game.
See, hey, you know what? That's better. Just the concept of it is better than a lot of board games out there.
Pretending to be Kenny G around his day.
Well thought out.
Help him avoid uncool events.
Uncool
and
events.
And rush hour traffic.
Kenny G. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. Kenny G's awesome on Twitter, too. If you guys don't follow him on Twitter, you should. He gets it. He gets it. He knows his place, Kenny G, in the, you know, in the pantheon of cool, but also kind of make fun of, you know, you make fun of him. One more piece of audio, college football audio. Brent Venables, Oklahoma, had this to say about kids who are going on more visits now after they verbal to a school.
But I know this, there's a lot of flaws in taking a commitment, making a reservation, and then going to go doing your thing. How can I manage a roster or who else I need to offer if I got 9 guys committed, but they're going to Bama and Georgia and LSU and A&M? How can I manage? How can I take commitments? I don't know what my numbers are. I don't want a guy to commit. Do not commit. Like, hey, coach, I'm ready to commit. Hey, buddy. Here's what commitment looks like now. Okay. I want to make sure that you know that you know that you know that you know that you know. So I say, will you marry me? You say yes, and we get married. Okay. And then we start off on the right foot, not like I dated 4 or 5 women, and all of a sudden we feel in some kind of way. You know, is somebody going to actually show up on November 30th?
Like at the wedding?
I would never play for Brent Venables.
Why?
That was unhinged insanity.
Salina, Kansas native Brent Venables. He's intense.
Do not commit, because if you do, it's like, oh my God, slow down.
He's intense. He's very football-y.
Please.
Well, he's got a point there. I mean, it does feel like is it a newer thing that kids are going on more visits after they verbal? Because I feel like that's happening a lot. But I feel like they've always been able to do that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a new thing. I just think because of NIL, I think it's more
exactly
common for them to take those visits and then actually decommit to go get more money.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a point. I mean, it's no longer pick a school based on reasons you want to go there. It's what can they offer me? It's more of a business, and you got to shop around. And that leads me to a question that I wonder if we're ever going to get to this point, but why even have verbals? Why not change it so you sign or nothing? That's basically what he was saying. I mean, if you think about it from a fan standpoint, I don't know if it's practical from a family, kids standpoint, school standpoint, I don't know, or maybe it'd be better for everyone involved. But from a fan standpoint, how great and intense would it be if you had an actual signing day where kids sign on the dotted line and that's the only way you know where they're going? Like the drama of it. I mean, if you don't know where these kids are going until pen is to paper, now, of course, there will be leaks and stuff. But I just think, you know, they're always talking about money in college football. You can make a lot of money off of that, off of signing day or both signing days. I guess they have two now. Much like draft day, like make it a big event, have the kids there, they sign, they, you know, pull off the hat, whatever they, you know, however they want to announce it. But I feel like this is one of the residual effects of the ever-changing landscape in college football with all the money now in NIL, like you were saying. So maybe signing day is going to be more like draft day in the future. And you got to admit, that'd be pretty exciting.
That would certainly ramp up the excitement level.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Everyone on that day crowding around the TVs and the Twitters and just seeing what school gets who.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be sick.
Yeah, it would be really cool from a fan. I don't know for the kids if that's...
I don't know if that's fair necessarily, you know, forcing them to make that choice when they've had for so many years the ability to kind of continue to listen after committing.
Or what if you said, you know, when they verbal or when they're ready to pick, they can sign. But you have to sign. Like a verbal doesn't mean anything. You just have to sign. And you can sign whenever. What about that?
Is that not sort of already the rule?
No, I don't think they sign until signing day.
Okay. Because I think that you can
kids back
commit
out.
And then sign.
I don't think many kids do if that's the case.
Yeah. That's purely for me going to 24/7 over the years and looking at a list of commits for schools and seeing some say signed and some not. And that's just my guess.
I think we'll look back and laugh at the idea that kids in college football, you know, there is going to be a lot of things we look back and laugh at the way college football used to be. One of them is going to be, it used to be that kids, they would just verbal. They would just say, yep, I'm going to Oregon. That was it. Until they signed or didn't go to Oregon.
Yes.
Yeah, it's weird to think about it, but that's the way we've been doing it.
Can you believe that back in the day there were 5 conferences considered really good?
Yeah.
5 of them.
Yeah, maybe we'll tell our kids, like, well, 5 really good ones, but how about all the others?
Right.
Kids, there were 12 conferences. What?
12?
Or however many there are. Yeah, it's weird. College football
changing.
That's going
to be the big thing, because if it's going the way it looks like it's going, there's going to be 2 leagues, and even in the future, there might just be 1.
Yeah.
You might just be NFL junior at that point.
One with 30 and another with 30, or 32 each.
Whoa, I think it'd be smaller than that. I think in the future you're going to get more and more exclusive and less schools will have teams, and it'll be like 12 and 12.
Even Power 5s? Like,
I think if it keeps going this way, the gap will get so big for so many that I think they'll have to make some tough decisions.
Oh, you're thinking they're punting on football? No way. I don't see it.
Well, 50 years down the road, who knows?
Yeah, see, I think 50 years down the road, it's going to be a freaking madhouse arms race for billions. And they're all in it. killing each other.
Or 50 years down the road, the planet's already exploded.
Yeah, right. The fires.
Yeah.
What do we have? Doesn't even matter.
We have college football on the moon.
Hey, did you see we can live on the moon? Was it the moon? Mars. Mars? I saw a story. I think it was Mars. Where, do you know what the surface gets up to during the day?
No.
It's like 250 some degrees. So it's probably going to be hard for us to live there. But then at night, it's like negative 8 billion. It's really, really effing cold.
Yeah. So but, we can live there, huh?
Well, they say we can because they have these craters that are like sheltered from the elements, and they're going to start populizing that space there. Do I sound drunk?
Populizing?
Because I'm not. I'm not.
You mean populating?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They have these holes in the ground.
Yeah.
That are holes.
Yeah.
And we're going to fill those holes with people.
I'll get you the story. It's pretty interesting. Anyway, we are now off the rails officially, but there's Brent Venables and Dan Lanning. And who knew Ty Butterfield?
Jay Butterfield.
Jay Butterfield is such a great, hey, Mancini went yard.
Again.
Who knew Jay Butterfield was such a great cornholer? What a skill. All right, we got to get to in the news. Big news from the Department of Transportation for you travelers out there. And some good concerts this weekend. Here's Mike.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yikku, China.
All right, so I wasn't crazy. It's the moon, not Mars. So it gets to about 250 degrees on the surface during the day and minus 250 at night. That's tough for us. You know, that'd be tough for you and I, Mike.
Yeah, I think I'd be sweaty and then shivering.
But they have discovered that parts of the pits on the moon are always at 63 degrees Fahrenheit. How about that? It's a nice little temp.
Yeah. That's very, very nice.
So we can go up there and live. So I wasn't crazy. It wasn't Mars, though. It was the moon.
We also would have to live in, like, bubbles.
Yeah. But that's okay. We do now.
Couldn't they...
I get it.
I do. Couldn't they make bubbles on the moon that are temperature controlled? If we're at the point where we can live on the moon...
Yeah.
Then why do we need the craters?
Well, because you want to be in the elements, don't you? You don't just live inside like a big mall on the moon. That's stupid.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So we can go out into the craters and jump around.
Yeah. Like 63 degrees, bruh.
Get up and get down.
Somebody said, slow day hung guys.
Thanks, man.
I was like, yeah, we are hung.
Appreciate that.
Darn right. All right, it is August 5th, 2022. It is time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you very much. It is International Beer Day.
Been a lot of beer on the international days lately, huh?
What is the best international beer to you?
Yes.
You like international, like you, what am I trying to say? Do you study international beers the way you do U.S. beers?
No, probably not. But there are breweries in the city that do exclusively German or Belgian-style beers. So I love the darker German beers. Like, I like Oktoberfest, although I tend to like the darker Oktoberfest. There's kind of some that are more like ambery in color and some that are a little bit darker. I tend to prefer the darker ones. I think Martzen's are really good. I think Doppelbock's are really good. So, yeah. There are some really good breweries that do German-style beers here.
I always like to, anytime I go to a new country, I like to try their, like, the popular beer there. Just, I mean, I'm not a big beer guy, as you guys know, but I do like to do that in case I find one that I'm like, oh my god, that beer's great. I still haven't found one.
Well, but I think
it's all the same.
You have to realize too that the most popular beer is going to be like their version of our Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light. You know,
and I'm down with it. I'm down with that.
I think when I went to Jamaica, I had plenty of Red Stripe, and then I went to Turks and Caicos. Nope. That was not Turks. I went to Dominican Republic and I had, I think it was called the Presidential. It was their very popular beer.
That's what they drink it down there?
I think that's what it was called, or something like that. And yeah, they were good.
Yeah, good little beers.
You know what you're getting.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter what the name of it is, you kind of know what you're getting.
Right. It is also National Oyster Day.
Ugh.
I would like to... Oh, we agree on that. Yeah, we've talked about this, haven't we? Don't we all three agree on this food item being sucky?
Maybe.
Or is Suka an oyster guy?
Suka always disagrees with us, so I don't know.
Yeah, he has bad taste. Oysters, an aphrodisiac, so they say, but I think oysters are gross, and anytime you have to put, like, you know, lemon and hot sauce and all these other things on it to make it good, that means it sucks. That's pretty much universal.
That's a great way to look at it.
Right?
If you need to add multiple things just to make it palatable,
right,
that means that that item is not good.
Well, isn't that true of, like, crab? And I'm not saying crab's not good. Fresh crab is great. But, I mean, they're like, oh, but you got to put it in the butter and you got to... Is it that great if I've got to do that?
I think you could probably separate that because I think you can eat crab just without the butter and it's still going to be good.
You can, but I think it's kind of...
Having oysters without all the stuff on, it's like...
Yeah. I hear you,
that
bro.
Stupid consistency, the sliminess, the, like, sucking it up.
Yeah, gross. Come on, why do people do that?
I think the only thing that's like that I do like, and it falls into what you're talking about, is the fried clams. When you get fried clams, those are really good.
I don't think I've had fried clams.
You know, it's in the half shell, and they fry the top of it and put breading on it, and that's good.
Well, again.
But it's fried and breaded.
Right, if you have to do, yeah, well, of course it's good. It's fried and breaded. The U.S. Department of Transportation has proposed changes to allow airline passengers to seek refunds under circumstances, including major delays and COVID-19.
Wow, this would have been nice for my parents a month ago when they were delayed for 9.5 hours.
This was my first thought, was all of the people that are like, yeah, thanks now. Because this has been, it's been crazy out there for a while. So here's what they said. They announced proposed changes to federal agency rules that would allow passengers to seek a refund if an airline changes departure or arrival times for a domestic flight by 3 hours or more, 6 hours or more for international, changes the arrival or departure airport, changes or adds connections in a flight itinerary, or changes the type of plane being flown by the airline if it causes a significant downgrade in the air travel experience or amenities available on board the flight.
Great.
That's a lot.
That is a lot, but that's essentially everything.
Is this enough, though?
Well, so they're giving you full refunds of your ticket?
There's
or partial?
Well, they're not giving you anything. They're saying you can't... They're saying airlines should give you a full refund. You can seek a refund. Full refund if the airline changes departure or arrival times by 3 hours or more. I just don't know how long that happens.
I think it's happening more frequently now, which is why this is coming up. That's only happened to me once, the 3 hour thing. And it was a red eye, and we didn't leave until 2:33 in the morning. That was brutal. But I mean, like I said, my parents, when they came to visit, had a 9.5 hour delay.
It also doesn't say, like, if you go on it, you still go on it.
Do you lose the refund?
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to give you a refund, right? Or well, are they saying you can go and then you get your money back?
My worry about this is the way it's worded is you can seek a refund.
Exactly.
You think the airlines are giving you a refund for that?
Hell no.
Unless they're being forced to, but it doesn't sound like that's the case.
Yeah. So somebody's asking what's like the previous rule. The previous rule just states that airlines are only required to provide you a refund if there is a significant change in a flight, which is very subjective. So the department said Wednesday it had received a flood of complaints from passengers seeking refunds from airlines since the onset of COVID-19 because airlines canceled or significantly changed their flights or because the consumers decided not to fly or pandemic-related reasons such as health concerns. Bless me, I had to sneeze. See how I did that off the air like a professional?
Yeah. It's always picked up on the air because Sook's mic is always on, but this time
you guys didn't hear it. I sneezed.
Can't believe he's still sitting over there.
He hadn't said a damn word all day.
I know. What is he doing?
Weird. He's boycotting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds good, but something tells me that is not going to be as good as we think it is.
No, the way you worded it, that is a recipe for them to just say no and laugh at you. Yes, I just got delayed for 4 hours. I'd like to seek a refund. Did you take the flight? Well, yeah. Hang up.
Yeah, exactly. We're just kind of at their mercy, you know? It's like we want to travel.
What else are we
going
to do?
Yeah, what are we going to do?
Have high-speed trains available to us?
Oh, yeah, we should. For you sneakerheads, it is sneaker week. Are you a sneakerhead?
God, no.
Really?
I wish I could be. But no shoes fit me, so.
Oh, well, I don't think you wear the sneakerheads don't wear the actual sneakers, do they?
I think some of them do.
I didn't think you did.
Not all of them. I think some of them you keep in the box and leave in your closet to brag about for whatever reason. But I do think people like to wear some of those and just be really, really careful about not getting things on them.
Sneaker Week PDX has started, and this year's event will give more than 30 designers the chance to showcase their works. Sneaker Week has been happening in Portland since 2017, and this year there will be events all over the city. You'll be able to mingle and network, which will hopefully lead to opportunities in the shoe game. I don't know. Sneaker Week events are some of the most authentically cultural events that we have here in Portland. It's a diverse mix of people from all walks of life that truly enjoy sneakers, storytelling, and personal expression. Hey, I saw something on one of my favorite Bravo shows, Southern Charm, last night.
New Bravo P1 Isaac Rob.
Dude, I love Southern Charm.
Well, you also like the boat one.
Below Deck, yeah. The great shows.
So you watch them, and then you get sucked into their own promos for their own shows and try a different one?
No, I know what's on Bravo. Those are the two that I have on. They're recorded, dude. They're on there. They're in my playlist. I'm like, yes, a new Southern Charm.
Hell yeah.
That'll kill an hour. And this guy was on there, and he said it's the new drip, you know, how the kids say, the drip.
Yep.
And he left the tag on the shoelaces.
Okay.
And that's the thing now, he said.
I think I've seen some of that, yeah.
Because his mom was like, what are you doing? As any good mom would.
Like, the same as like leaving the sticker on the flat-brimmed hat.
Yeah, I think that's a new thing. Why is that? Why? By the way, we talked about this last night in the club.
Things, I don't know.
Things that don't make sense to us. Why is that? That makes no sense.
That kind of leans into the high fashion thing. Not that the sneaker stuff is high fashion, but it costs a lot of money and a lot of people have very specific rules for it. So, yeah, I don't get it either.
It's weird. Like, the stickers and on the hat. Mm-hmm. Like, why? All right. Do you like concerts?
Sometimes.
We've got some concerts this weekend, and if we have time, we'll tell you about the Western Washington man who is attempting another But Why? Feat here in the Northwest. It is 4:49 on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hello? 4:53 on The Fan. Hello? It is in the news with your noted newsman here. We have time to tell you about some concerts in the area. Now, it's going to be hot this weekend. I can't believe we've done In the News and we have not spoken of the weather. But it's going to be 100 degrees on Sunday. I canceled my tea time. Very controversial. I'm not going to play in the heat.
Or you could have tried to get, I guess, the early morning tea time, right?
Yeah.
Or are you not a super early golfer?
Yeah, I don't like to get up early on the weekends. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Nope.
You do?
It's not that I do. It's just that I still get up early.
Well, I do too, but I just don't need to. I don't want to be rushed. I mean, I'm always up. I'm an old man. I'm always up early, but I like to, you know, lounge around, have the coffee.
Maybe
water the plants.
Maybe go on a walk. Tend to your garden.
Tend to my garden. It is currently...
Yeah, I'm waking up at 6:45 tomorrow to watch Premier League soccer, so that's my Saturday morning.
Wow. It's 81 degrees right now.
It is a beautiful Portland summer day out there today.
Tomorrow, 93. Sunday, 100. Monday, 94. And then we're back under 90.
Less beautiful.
So concerts. The Decemberists are at Edgefield tomorrow night. I don't know if you like them.
I don't know a lot about them, but I've heard of them.
Pickathon is underway in Happy Valley. That's always a fun one. The headliners this year. If you haven't seen Valerie June, she's worth going to Pickathon. She's great. If you don't know her, we saw her. Where was she? I forget where we saw her last time she came through town. Or maybe she's been here since, but a couple years ago we saw her. She is really good. Valerie June
does like some folk music.
Yeah, she's very unique. Sound. Think, Tracy Chapman-y.
Oh.
Kind of.
I do love Tracy Chapman.
Also, Built to Spill is out there at Pickathon. I had a Built to Spill phase. And the Psychedelic Furs are here on Monday. How about that? McMenamin's Grand Lodge out by you, Mike, in Forest Grove.
I wouldn't quite say that's out by me, but it is.
Well, west. It's west.
Yes.
The Psychedelic Furs are still doing their thing. That's crazy to me.
It always amazes me, for myself personally, and I understand why. You will mention all of these bands.
Yeah. And you will know none of them.
I will know almost none of them.
You don't know the Psychedelic Furs?
Nope.
Damn, man.
Because for me, especially now, like, I know what I like in music. And the way that I play my music, I don't really find places to discover stuff. It's just, hey, a new album from a band you liked is out. Great. Can't wait to listen to it. And that's just kind of how I do it now. So
yeah,
unless it's introduced to me and it's in a car or whatever.
You're from a different era.
It's hard for me to discover new music that I like. I am starting to dabble in like the little EDM world because my girlfriend loves that kind of music.
Hey.
And there's a lot of similarities between metal and EDM in like song structure. So I'm starting to kind of put my feet in the water for that one and test it out. So, you know, I'm still expanding. It's just not exactly into that realm.
You know, it's so interesting that you have like these Spotify's, Apple Music, where it's all on there. And yet it's hard to be exposed to new music, you know?
Like, well, I think each of those platforms does a good job of giving you like Discover Weekly playlists and stuff like that. But yeah. The way I listen to music is not through that. I put all my songs on shuffle and I'll add songs that I like and that's about it. So for me, it's a very different experience in discovering new music.
Psychedelic Furs. God, they gotta be old.
Plus I don't dislike, but I don't love like alternative music. Like it can sound good, but I won't sit there and love listening to it.
All right.
Not my thing.
Well, it sounds like Mike's not going to a show this weekend.
I'm definitely not.
But that's all out there for you. Everybody stay cool, huh? There's your In the News for August 5th, 2022. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. The Kremlin, are they open to discussing a Brittany Griner prisoner swap? The Manning cast of college football is here. And some interesting nuggets from the Liv lawsuit, which we will get to. It is 4:58 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.